Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In my short experience in the church, I have noticed something whenever it comes to the nature of religious orders or movements within the church. That often, whenever a movement or a religious order moves away from the original intent or charism of the founder that it had in mind for the order, it usually tends to begin to wither, to wear away. The further that a Franciscan is from St. Francis, well, oftentimes the more that it withers. Within Opus Dei, which I often associate with, and St. Jose Maria Escrivá, the further away which they have not, but they have this heavy emphasis placed on following in the spirit of the founder, of their father, of wanting to do as he desired for them to do, obviously adjusting to new circumstances, but still always in mind with what would St. Jose Maria have us do in this situation in order to carry out the work of Opus Dei. And I think that in today's gospel, this is something which comes out here. That if we are to truly be Christians, that is, as the name indicates, little Christ, to be imitators of him, then we need to remain close to the founder, the perfecter of our faith, as the letter to the Hebrews puts it. Whenever we remain close to Christ, we are grafted onto him. Then truly we do become his disciples. We truly are Christians. You know, the old common cliche, what would Jesus do? But I think there's something deeper there, because often whenever people say such things, there's a sort of deadness in it. What would Jesus do, as in the past tense? Instead, we should ask ourselves, what would Jesus have us do now? What does Jesus want us to do in the present moment? And I think that this question is of a key importance, especially in this Easter season. Because ultimately, Christ is alive. Christ has risen. He is not some dead letter of the law. He's not a word on a page, some image, not someone who lived in the past. But instead, in rising, he still lives to this day. As the book of Revelation puts it, he is the one who has been, who is, and who always will be. The beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Christ still dwells in his church today. He still has more relevance than ever. And this is of the highest importance for us to recognize. Why? Because then ultimately we have a decision to be grafted on to him, to truly be the branches. Because if Jesus is the vine and we are the branches and he is dead, then we too are dead. As goes the trunk, as goes the vine, so go the branches. Christ is alive. He is real. This is of the utmost importance for us as Christians. Because St. Paul will even point this out in his letter to the Corinthians. that if Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain. That is, if Christ is still truly not alive, then us being here today is an absolute farce. It is meaningless. It has no real content. However, if it is as it really is, as it truthfully is, that Christ has been raised, that Christ is alive, that Christ still acts through the sacraments, he still acts in the Eucharist, he's still present in that tabernacle today, he will be made present on that altar in a few moments, that for those of us who have been baptized into Christ, into his death and resurrection, that we have been grafted on to the vine that is Christ, that we have truly become branches upon the vine that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, then it is everything. It is everything. And we must make a decision for him or against him. And that, I think, is the question that also lays open to each and every one of us. And in particular, I want to offer a special encouragement to our grads today who will receive a special blessing here at the end of Mass. That there is much in the world to tempt you, to tempt all of us. There is much that will perhaps want to lead you away from your faith, from our Lord. But the truth of the matter is that life in Christ is worth so much more. It may not give you the biggest house, the biggest paycheck, the most esteem. But what I've encountered in whenever I truly am grafted into Christ, whenever I put him at the center of my life, is that nothing can truly take away my peace. And on those days whenever I don't want to put him at the center, but I want to put myself at the center, there's less joy, there's less peace, and there's less hope. I want to encourage you that to live in Christ is to live in hope. To live in Christ is to live in joy and peace. Because it is a daily, weekly, hourly reality to choose Christ. It's a common phrase that I've heard, nunc cepe, that is, now I begin, now. Each and every moment is an opportunity anew to choose Christ, to choose to be fed and nourished by the vine, that is Jesus Christ our Lord, to choose by our active will, by our actions, our behaviors, our thoughts, to desire him above all else. That is something which we can choose now, ignore later. But then also the good news is, if maybe we don't do that in the past, now we can. Nunc cepe, now we can begin. We can begin to choose him at each moment. And that is indeed the challenge, and that is the gift. Our faith is not a one and done. I was baptized, I made this decision years ago, decades ago. But instead, it is a decision we make in each moment, at each day. And the grace in that, it means that we end relying upon our Lord, that just as a branch must always be united to the vine, whenever you remove a branch from a tree, for a time, it will still have leaves. If it's a fruiting tree, it may still have even fruit on it. But given days, maybe weeks, depending on its size and the conditions, it will wither, it will die. So we must always be united to our Lord. We must remain united to him. And in doing so, we then make that decision. We are constantly nourished anew. And it also means that we will be pruned. There will be things that we encounter in life which prune us. There will be ways in which we feel perhaps that we are knocked down. But we are told many times throughout Scripture, the Psalms, wisdom literature, the Gospels, that the Lord chastises those he loves. He does it in order for us to grow, in order for us to keep moving forward. Because ultimately, how do we do that? How do we remain united to Him? And it's, of course, in daily prayer, by remaining close to the sacraments, receiving the Eucharist on a regular basis, going to confession whenever we fall into mortal sin, and on a regular basis, even if we don't. It is by regular attachment to Him. Reading, too, I think is important. Reading has made many, many saints, more than just about any other activity. It is so important for us to remain united to Him. Christ must be our all. That is the question that is placed before us in this gospel today. A decision for Christ or not for Christ. Because Jesus ultimately came that we might have life. But in order for us to receive that life, we must choose Him. He will not force it upon you. And so I want to encourage each of us here, myself included, that Nukchepe, now we begin. Now we begin anew this journey, no matter where we've been, even if we've been following Him for years. That every moment is a moment to choose anew. To choose anew, to choose the Lord above all else. Because ultimately the Lord loves each and every one of us. He wants us to be united to Him, to be nourished by Him. And in doing so, and being nourished by Him, we will bear fruit that lasts, receiving from Him also the grace to live a life that is full of joy, peace, and happiness.